Comptroller Sean Scanlon in studio. Good morning.
What's up, guys? Good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, great to be here.
Yeah, I met your wife at a very important event, and turns out she does some pretty important work.
She does, yeah. She's the CEO of the Connecticut Coalition Against Domestic Violence, so she works with the 15 domestic violence providers across the state to make sure people in really bad situations, kids in bad situations, kind of get the help that they need, which is great.
What a night that was out of the shadows in Waterbury.
Yeah.
And not a dry eye in the house when one of the victims spoke at the end of the night. And I thought, man, we got to get the comptroller to funnel some money over to these people.
Right, yeah. Exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why you're here. Just kidding.
Yeah.
You're like, what? You told me Facebook.
It's a great cause. It certainly doesn't get the funding that they need. And there's a lot of more people that they can be helping. But my wife is fighting that fight and just proud to support her.
That room full of people. It was an army of people that just give back and help.
Yeah. The common good.
Yeah.
Really.
For sure.
Yeah. It was a great night. It was very nice meeting her.
Yeah.
Yeah. She has a good sense of humor, which I think she has to if she's married to the comptroller who's like singing Backstreet Boys.
With tough work, you got to have a good sense of humor.
You do.
Right. Because
you do.
It makes it go. My dad was a cop. He and his buddies, they always would have to find humor because otherwise it was just too messed up for them to deal with.
Right. Let's go to Noah in Hamden. What happened with you?
Oh, hey. So probably about 16 years old, 17, I went to test drive a Volkswagen Jetta off of Facebook Marketplace. And as my dad is driving it for me, because I didn't know manual at the time, the back right wheel fell off the car.
Okay. Needed some work.
It's good that it happened before you bought the car.
It's a Jetta, so the tires come off and you can start flying.
That's the jet part.
Exactly, that's the Jetta part.
We should have known because, there were screwdrivers holding up the back windows and stuff like that. So
you're saying you bought it, right?
I did not buy it. Yeah, the kid, he looked at my father and said, "Hey, you broke my car." We had to get out and pretty much run down the street back to our truck.
Nice.
Run! You can't chase after us!
It was broken when we got here, and he looked at me and said, "Noah, we got to go right now."
Right. Noah, got to go.
Noah, we got to go.
Yeah.
All right.
That's my story.
That's a good one.
That's a good one
to start out with. Thank you.
No, I think they broke it.
All right.
They probably did.
I think they definitely broke that back tire.
What do you do in that situation?
Right. Well, think about it.
His dad called it.
Yeah. Well,
we got
to
go.
Just say, "Well, think about it. We'll get your number.
Get back to you.
We'll get back to you."
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Jay in Milford.
Hey, just wondered, could you hear me okay?
Yes.
Oh, okay. It was a few years ago. My in-laws passed away. I mean, oh, my God. They had to go to a nursing home, so we...
To you, they were gone.
What difference does it make?
In 3, 2, 1, boom.
my mother-in-law actually passed away. My dad's in a nursing home, but we had to sell the house. We had to get everything out, so I put a bedroom set on Facebook Marketplace. Put it a very emotional time. I put it on, and it was like 5 minutes later, I get somebody calling, or they put on there. It said, we'll give you, X amount of, I think it was like $500 more. And if you take the item off of the, because we want to buy it. And they said that they were going to have a shipping company come up from Florida. And then they were going to, buy this. And they said, we're going to have a check, sent to you.
Okay. So let's go to the end. What happened?
Okay, so I ended up having to contact my daughter's father-in-law, who's a big investigator, who's actually on, he gets called the CNN, Fox, and all this stuff. And he told me what to do. I had to hold it up. I got the...
I think the investigator guy should tell this story. I'll be able to follow it.
Yeah. Okay. So I ended up having to take photographs of everything through the envelope, holding it up to a light.
Did you sell the furniture? No, the guy you sold it to is on the other line. He has a story.
This guy.
I was just trying to buy this furniture.
Yeah, investigators falling after
me. I'm on the phone with him for three friggin' hours. Holding, I couldn't follow a thing he was saying.
Holding friggin' envelopes in the air with lights next to it.
Just kidding.
So I had to contact the Milford Police Department.
All right, Jay, hold on one second. Hold on. Right. You know what? Get his number, because I would like to speak to the investigator, father-in-law, who's like on all these different channels.
Yeah.
This guy sounds easily scammable.
No, he's a very nice guy trying to tell a story. Just
a little lengthy. Cut it down a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cut to the chase.
All right, we'll take one more, and then we're going to do a song. And then I can't wait to hear the comptroller, because you think big time government official.
No. Right, right.
No.
You think he would be immune to these things?
Nope.
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 I can't wait.
He's ready to confess already.
Johnny Rock.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hey, good morning.
So, I don't really want to say I bought because it was a person. So, I think I was 18. I had just turned 18 years old.
Hey, man, hold up here because you're on the radio.
You bought a person on Craigslist?
Really?
Did you? What was it, like a hooker thing?
A dead person?
Yeah. It's called the Back Pages.
The Back Pages.
Oh.
Which part did you buy?
I got to excuse myself from this conversation right now.
My cousin introduced me to it. So I was 18 years old. I was talking to my cousins about how much of a... I hate being a virgin.
Okay, hold on. I can't have the comptroller around this.
Right. He blushed
I Johnny, we're going to get your phone number.
Right.
You're going to tell that story, but not when the comptroller's in the studio.
When he leaves, let it rip.
Comptroller Sean Scanlon in studio, and he had a situation on Facebook Marketplace. You would think that he would be...
devoid of it.
Immune to all these nonsensical issues. What happened?
So I got a hot tub with the house we bought.
Okay.
It came with it.
Right.
I keep trying to get my wife in the hot tub for obvious reasons.
Right.
Not into it. Not a hot tub person.
For the hot, yes, right.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Especially someone else's
hot tub. We live there for like a year.
Is that any part of it that it's someone else's? Like if there was a brand new hot tub?
I just don't think she likes hot tubs.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Some folks are hot tub people.
We went in like a couple times, but then after a year and a half, she's like, you got to get rid of the hot tub.
Okay. So I asked, get rid of it.
Something right? She wants to get patio furniture. It's taking up a lot of space.
She wants the space.
Oh. She wants the space. So I'm like, call up a buddy. I'm like, how do I get rid of it? Facebook Marketplace.
Nice. There you go.
Hold on. Did you enjoy the hot tub?
I enjoyed it, but it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
You got to like get the chemicals. You got to change the water. And I'm like, why am I doing this for myself?
Yeah. And if you're not in there all the time.
No. My kids can't go in. They're too young.
Right.
And when am I just going to go? It's like 5 o'clock on a Friday. Hey, I'm going to
sit in here by myself. Yeah. That's what happened to me.
I would.
I bought one brand new and I learned the lesson. By myself.
I would use them myself.
So I put this up. Megan's like, you're going to do this on your name? I'm like, yeah, sure. It's Facebook Marketplace, whatever.
Right.
Every day you get like 40 to 50 messages of people just like, is this still available?
Yeah,
it's still available because it's still online.
Yes.
And it just weirdo after weirdo after weirdo after are you really buying this after you've asked me 17 questions. It's a full-time job to sell something on Facebook Marketplace.
What kind of weirdos?
Best one. Guy... It sincerely asked me. Can I read it to you? I saved it.
Oh,
I took
please.
A screenshot.
Sure, why not? Yeah, of course. Yes.
I feel like we got to give this guy
Do
like
you
a
still
voice.
Have the hot tub?
No, I sold it.
Okay. Because I was going to say, we'll sell it right now.
Yeah.
Hi. I am interested, but only if I can come over and get in it and try it out. Are you around today?
He
I was
test
not.
It out. He wants to test it out.
I screenshot it and sent it to my wife and said, hey, no problem. I sent this guy over at 2 o'clock. Give him a towel. She said, are you... effing kidding.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I didn't. I was joking with him.
All right. A little humor.
But like back to the guy with the Jetta, like I can understand you want to drive a car, but it's a little weird for you to come over to your house in a bathing suit and be like, hey, can I pop in here?
You can put your hand in and feel that it's warm.
Right.
And then
you
can press the button to get the jets working.
Can
I mean, you can test it without getting in it.
Can you feel the sprinkles of chocolate pudding?
Yeah. No, you're not. Your body juices aren't going to be in my hot tub water.
Your excretion.
Until you buy it.
Yeah, but I basically said to my wife, I'm like, I don't think that we can ever get divorced because this must be what online dating is like, where you just have like a series of like beginning conversations with a lot of different people. And then they just stop talking to you.
Yeah.
That's every relationship, really.
Yeah.
So we sold it to a person who didn't ever come see it. Just bought it sight unseen.
Didn't even want to try it out.
All right. So did you know the age of it? Because you bought it with the house.
So the guy who we bought it from was a world-class, like, documentarian guy and a good dude that I still text with. He built the house for his wife. And when he sold it, he's like, take my number. And if you ever have questions, call me. Like, he's an amazing dude.
That's great.
And so, but I didn't want to call him about this because he was obsessed with the hot tub.
Oh.
And I was like, I didn't want to offend him that I was getting, it was like his pride and joy. He spent like 20 minutes going over, here's how you do the chemicals. He gave me a book about how to do the chemicals.
Right, right.
So I couldn't really be like, hey, Brendan, we're selling the hot tub.
Right, here's a picture of me in it.
So I had to just kind of wing it. But I had some documents to go.
Does he know yet?
He doesn't know yet.
Where does he live?
He also lives in Guilford.
So. Okay.
Why didn't you call him to see if he wanted to buy it back?
Yeah.
Because they downsized and they bought a place in like a condo complex where there was no hot tubs.
Oh.
So he couldn't take his pride and joy with him.
Right.
Oh.
So he's probably pretty bitter about that.
Hmm.
Probably got him on the air right now.
We should call him right now.
Hey, guess what?
Have you sold anything on Facebook Marketplace?
Never.
Never. It's kind of weird when you think about it.
Never.
You get a lot of people who like just like tire kickers. I sold a car and I sold some rims on Facebook Marketplace. Yeah. And you get a lot of people do like, I'm going to be there at so-and-so time. Okay. And you sit there and you wait, never show up.
Never done it. I used to do Bargain News.
Yeah.
Which is basically the same thing.
Yeah.
But without the electronic convenience of instant communication.
Right. Putting
like
a picture
phone
up.
Call.
Yep.
You have like 15 messages on your answering machine.
Yeah.
You know, three people are going to come over. You got your whole Saturday lined up. None of them come over.
That's what I'm saying. People are like, can I come over and look at it at 2 o'clock? Yes. I stop what I'm doing. I'm waiting there. It's a Saturday. It's a beautiful day. I'd rather be doing anything else. It just doesn't show up.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you know the comedian Nate Bargatze? You guys know this guy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He has a very funny routine about this where he says, at best, when my wife puts something on Facebook for $5, we're going to get $5. At worst, our whole family gets murdered. that's Facebook Marketplace.
That's at worst, yes.
Yeah.
You mentioned the Bargain News, Chaz. I had a friend, his father used to do this all the time. He'd buy stuff. He was a car guy. He was always looking for parts.
Yeah.
And he had a system. He would call the number, because this is like before most people had call ID, and he'd call three times. The first two, he'd put on a fake voice, give a fake name, and he would be a crazy person. And then the third time, he's Mr. Normal, knows everything about the product, is asking intelligent questions. They're like, finally, someone who gets it. And he would always get the thing.
Wow.
Okay. All right. That's good.
That's a really good idea.
Randy on the road.
Hey, guys. So about 4 years ago, I went to go look at a pickup truck. And I went with my buddy, and it was in Shelton. So we hop in the truck. The guy gives me the keys, said there's a full tank of gas in it. We take off. He goes, take it for, put it up on the highway, see what it can do. So we're like, fine, no big deal. 5 minutes into the drive, the thing runs out of gas. So we're sitting there trying to figure out what to do. Next thing we know, we're trying to call the guy. He's not answering. Apparently, 20 minutes later, Shelton police show up.
Uh-oh.
Because he called the cops and said we jumped him and we stole his pickup truck.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
And they drank the gas, too.
What was his? What's the end game here? What's the? What does he get out of this?
Yeah,
we have no idea. We showed the cop the messages on Facebook with me back and forth with the guy, and where I was going to meet him, and it was right in there on the message. He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "I'll give you the keys." He goes, "You could take it up on the Route 8 and do whatever you got to do to check it out, and make sure you want it." Because I've had enough people show up that just kick the tires and just take off.
Yeah.
So the cop got us gas and escorted us back to the house, and I think they wound up arresting us. We just got in my car and left.
Wow.
Get out of Dodge real quick. Yep.
Yeah, I don't understand the end game here. What do we get?
Yeah.
You know?
Why are you doing this?
I have no idea.
Were you filming it? It was pranks?
For drama.
Right. Okay. This isn't a competition, but I would say you'd be pretty close to being out. Mark in Norwalk.
So crazy story. About a year and a half ago, my wife and I purchased a house, and it was kind of a fixer-upper, and we were going to do some work to it before we moved in. And so we buy this house, and it would sit on the market for a while. And we're heading home from my son's football game, and I get a phone call from Norwalk Police. And, you know, sometimes on a Saturday, usually it's one of those calls where, you know, they're raising money or something like that. So I was like, all right, I'm going to answer it. And I get the distress call, like, hi, this is Norwalk PD. Is this Mark so-and-so? I'm like, yep.
like, do you own such and such address in Norwalk? I said, yeah, we just purchased it about 2 months ago. He said, well, did you try to rent it out to a family? And I'm like, I'm sorry. And apparently another gentleman must go through the sales and stuff, and he put our house on Marketplace for rent.
Oops.
And created a whole fake, lease. And he must have taken the family onto the property and walked around the outside, showed them the property, told them that they couldn't go inside because there was some renovations going on, and ended up taking about $3,000 from this family.
Wow.
And, you know, the cops wanted to know if we knew anything about it, and unfortunately, we had no idea that this even happened.
Wow.
Okay, so the people never ended up in the house.
No,
that's good.
I felt terrible. Like, I called, you know, we had nothing we could do. But needless to say, I put some security systems on the outside of the house the next day because there was a guy that was trying to rent our home without us even knowing.
Wow.
Wow.
I would have sold him the house. Listen, why you're here.
You know, some of these people could apply this creativity to the real business world.
Right, yeah. To the world
they
of
would
good.
Be managers.
Yes.
They would make a good living.
Genius.
They don't have to do the scamming side.
No.
Yeah. Is your house up on Airbnb
really
now,
scary.
Though?
I felt bad for the family. They had, you know, they had a young kid, I guess.
Ah, $3,000.
You know,
they're never going to see.
But at the same time, though, you know, people have to be a little bit smarter, right? If you, you know, you don't go and look inside to the, you don't want to see the kitchens, the bathrooms, you know.
There's some signs.
Like on the inside,
yep. There's some signs.
Yeah, you know, so, yeah, just a scary, scary world. But, yeah, just a crazy Facebook Marketplace story.
That's a great, well, you know, not for them, but.
No, yeah.
Thank you for calling that in. Yeah.
For us, it was great.
Great content. Yeah.
Hey, thank you, Mark.
No, we love the show. Thanks. Keep doing what you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Comptroller Scanlon's in studio, and he had a weird experience selling a hot tub on Facebook Marketplace, so we're going through that. Ruth has a Craigslist story.
Oh.
Yeah, I will never again buy tickets off Craigslist. Had a couple of good experiences and bought a few other things off Craigslist. Never had any problems until one day I bought counterfeit tickets for off Craigslist. Yeah.
How much?
$200.
For what show?
It was for Guns N' Roses. Or I'm sorry, it was AC/DC with Axl Rose.
Oh.
Madison Square Garden.
That would have sucked anyway.
Made an agreement, like texting with the guy. Wait, what'd you say?
That would have sucked anyway.
No, it was great. It was a great show.
He was very good with them.
He was great. Yeah. But was in touch texting with this guy all day, nicest guy in the world, like, okay, I'll meet you, take the train down to the city, like, meet him, get the tickets. They were hard tickets, go to the show.
Yeah.
And before he even scanned it, the guy was like, wait a minute, these are fake.
Right,
I was like, no, scan them just to make sure they're real.
Right. No, yeah. But you are gullible.
I went to Yankee Stadium once on a whim. It was a beautiful Friday, and I'm like, opening day, Friday, it's nice, I'm going.
Spur of the moment thing.
Drove in, didn't have tickets.
Right.
Walk up to a guy, he's like, I got two great tickets. I'm like, okay, you're going to walk over to the gate with me.
Yes.
I'm going to hold the cash up, and it's going to be, they scan, you get the money,
bing,
I
bang,
walk
boom.
In, and
right.
That's how it works.
Everybody's happy.
They're great seats, and I got very lucky, but I wasn't going to just hand someone the money.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
one benefit, I will say, of Facebook Marketplace versus Craigslist is you can click and see if you have mutual friends. And most of the people that I initially responded to, I tried to only do the ones that I had mutual friends, because at least you think...
Then they're real people.
Well, the good friends. They must, the shifty friends.
Yeah, and you look at the friends like, is it Chaz or is it...
Oh, these morons, I'm not doing this.
Or is it some dude I went to high school with that I haven't seen in 25 years and you don't know
he
what that guy is up to. So, you can screen it a little bit.
Right.
Jason, Long Island.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, thanks.
Yay.
Good. I've been working at BMW dealers for many, many, many years. And interesting thing, some guy gets a loaner car, brings his car in. He gets a 1,000-mile M340, very expensive car. And one of the other sales guys, he trolls Facebook Marketplace just looking for cars. And he sees a very distinctive curb rash pattern on one of the wheels.
Okay.
And it was a beautiful car. And so he calls up, and the guy said, you know, it's available, only $20,000. And mind you, it's the current model year, 1,000 miles, worth about $60,000. And so So he takes down the VIN number, gets the VIN number, goes to service, realizes this is a guy from Brentwood that just got the car that morning. Took it home, took pictures of it, put it up on Facebook Marketplace, asking $20,000. And they realized they ran everything. And they're like, okay. They call the cops. They're like, this guy, he put it up on Marketplace. Cops are like, all right. They come down with our service department, bring a tow truck, and they go to his house. And he said he was just joking. It was all a joke and everything.
Uh-huh.
But they arrested him and put the car on the truck and took it back.
Wow, that guy really didn't think that one out.
No, he did not, no.
And he was going to take that money and run.
But it's defense. Oh, it's a joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just kidding. Yeah, not well thought out.
Nope.
No.
Yeah.
That couldn't have been the first time.
Guys. Well, you guys are great.
Hey, thank you, brother. Thanks, appreciate it.
That's not the first time that guy's done that, though. They had to have worked one time for something.
Definitely.
He's like, I could go bigger.
Yeah, price sold a Mustang.
Yeah, right. And he moved his way up the line there. What's happening with you in the comptrolling office?
Yeah, we got a couple more days left in the legislative session, trying to get a couple bills passed. One of them that you guys, I think, will appreciate is to create a fallen officer fund in our state.
Yes.
So anytime a police officer is killed in the line of duty, the state is going to step in and give some immediate support to that family. This kind of came out of the wake of the terrible tragedy that happened in Bristol a few years ago, where these two families were kind of left with nothing. And so my office runs this fund.
There's no workman's comp? There's no...
It depends on the particular police department, the situation. But the problem is a lot of that stuff takes a while. Like life insurance takes a while.
Oh.
Workers' comp takes a while. And these people's lives have been shattered.
Yeah,
and
right.
So,
and they need that money right away.
So this is a $100,000 payment directly to the family. I unfortunately have had to do one already to an officer that was killed in Hartford last year and his parents. But this, we're going to kind of change it up a little bit and also offer health insurance to the surviving family members too, because that was another problem that tragically happened in Bristol, where one of the guy's wives was actually pregnant and she lost her health insurance.
Ouch.
And
did we fix that?
The Bristol PD did fix that, but when I talked to Chief Gould, who recently retired as the chief, he said the number one thing I would suggest that you do is offer the family health insurance. So I run the largest health plan in Connecticut, 250,000 people. So we're going to offer that health insurance to these family members.
That's great.
To make sure that they're not worrying about their kids going to the doctor or a baby being born when they've lost the, one biggest thing in their life. So
same
for me, my dad was a cop. My brother is a cop. This is a very, very hard job.
Yeah.
And when one of those guys loses their life in the line of duty, we got
to
step up.
Family shouldn't have to suffer even more.
We got to step up.
Use it.
Got to step up.
See,
and help
this
them.
Is when people walk up to you and say, well, what does comptroller do? Just tell them that story.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Right.
That's all you need to
That'll
know.
That'll shut them up.
Yeah.
Comptroller Scanlon, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Good to see you guys.
Thank you.